Hi, and welcome to NARC, Narcissistic Abuse Recovery Collaborators, home of NARC Troopers. If you are experiencing recovery from a narcissistically abused situation as a spouse, partner, sibling, child, or parent, then this is the place for you. Visit my website, narctroopers.com, where you will find tons of material to help you with your recovery journey. Today's topic is called The Psychopathic Covert Narcissist is a Lethal Alpha Predator Who is Smarter Than You. This is not psychology. It is biology. Survival of the species. Darwinian combat. So my ex-husband with NPD and I, when we often revisited a conversation where I indignantly proclaimed that I was not an animal, but rather a highly evolved spiritual being with a conscience, he disagreed and said that we were animals, plain and simple. He was right. Covert, shy, narcissist love to play dumb. By acting naive, innocent, adorable, weak, victimized, vulnerable even, shy, they are able to disarm your defenses and get close to you, then pounce, tear you to shreds, and then have you for dinner. Sound familiar? They are shapeshifters in the most sophisticated and smooth kind of style. All predators have innate ability to hypnotize their prey in order to capture them. You know, they all have some built-in nature-given gift to deceive and disguise. Otherwise, their prey would recognize what they are and run away, and they would be very, very hungry predators. They disguise themselves artfully and camouflage easily to appear invisible, and they do this so they can have the element of surprise and control, and they can control the kill. Malignant narcissists are predators who hunt prey. Being predator puts the narcissist in the class of psychopathology, and interestingly enough, all psychopaths are narcissists. The narcissist mortally wounds people, then renders them without form or shape. They dissolve their victims in acid and they consume them. Like the poor beast that cannot yet comprehend that it is being eaten alive, we just lie there with a dead look on our face, dazed and confused, in paralysis, unable to flee, while the narcissist devours us and tears our flesh with a ravenous appetite. You never see it coming. That's, surprise. Why are we so dumbfounded when they turn on us in such a Siegfried and Roy moment of betrayal? The shock most likely comes because the predator never showed their teeth, not even once. How could we imagine they were red of tooth and claw when for months, years, or even decades, they played the role of the perfect partner, never raised their voice or hand. They maintained a soft and gentle persona, and only did their devilish deeds in the dark. The sly sneakiness they have, those are the only things that they ever did that would make you doubt them or even question them, which you quickly probably dismissed. But, oh, no, don't want to go there. People with malignant narcissism disorder have reptilian brains. The depth of a narcissist personality is about as deep as a crocodile's. This is because they're trapped in the reptilian brain and not because they're super sophisticated aliens or anything like sometimes we suspect. They're predators, plain and simple. And they do one thing only, and they do it really, really well, which is to destroy anything and anyone that they come in contact with, for their own benefit, for their own survival. Narcissists, like reptiles, are cold-blooded. This is because their cold, negative, fear-based emotions keep them stuck in the reptilian brain where they have no fear and they have no positive emotions. They are so full of unprocessed negative emotions that the fear has become a feedback loop, which leaves no room for warm, positive, fuzzy, love-based feelings. This is how they sort of block out their true self. Narcissists want to see themselves as evolutionary prodigies, but the truth is that they've taken a step backward in evolution, not forward. The reptilian brain has was the first part of the brain to develop, and all animals have it. Narcissists belong in the animal kingdom. The mammalian brain and the neocortex is what makes us human. And this came from Zero Point, July 2017 edition. So make no mistake, part of the adaptation to predator species, the person with NPD has a brain that is altered and deficient in the parts that make them whole functioning humans. While they may be talented, creative, intelligent, gifted, and all of those things, they lack the components that complete a person and allow them to integrate into society. Narcissists are the creepy weirdos that lurk on the fringes, stealthy and studious, tracking their next victim. They may be able to dazzle you with their brilliance or pull at your heartstrings with their pity plays and victim stories, or step out of the shadows to shock you with a mind-blowing set of common traits and synchronous matchups that make you feel like, wow, I've met my soulmate, but really, it's just mirroring and mimicking. Gotta beware. They have watched you and learned what you seek. They see the pulsing blood flowing through the jugular in your neck to a strong and operational heart, and they are keenly aware of your vulnerabilities and weak spots, and then they strike. Like the paralyzed spider in the web being dressed in silk for dinner, or the frozen prey injected with snake venom who can't move their body to get away, you are thunderstruck. Game over. You are helpless as you offer your bare throat to them. An eager Lucy with her lusty Dracula. At that point, you are more of a volunteer, less of a victim. You are face down in the Kool-Aid, intoxicated by the lethal seduction of a master predator. And the craziest part of all of this? I don't think most people with NPD have enough self-awareness to understand any of this, much less deliberately manipulate you this way. An animal just does what it does to survive. It's nothing personal or planned. They may even gaslight themselves into believing that they are in love when it's only hunger and infatuation and idealization. So, in conclusion, the best thing that you can do is to forgive yourself for allowing yourself to get played by a consummate player. Forgive them for being what they are and absolutely incapable of being anything else. Stay away, far away from them and other people like them. Then work on yourself to become strong and aware and whole, and never ever surrender to another disordered predator who charms your pants off and then eats your soul. You know, you are languishing in your lush garden. Get yourself together and go through the threshold. Create your boundaries and summon the power to be the magnificent beast that you are. And never ever be a midnight snack for any predator who lurks out there in the jungle. Stay on the path and do not stray into those dark woods. You know how that will end. So, that's it, folks. Thank you for tuning in and being here with me on this journey. I want to say a couple of things real quick before we go. There is a lot of turmoil and suffering and fear in the world right now. A lot of discord, and it looks like people have some kind of reality testing impairment or cognitive dissonance or something. They couldn't possibly be have their wits about them to be able to do some of the things that they're doing and for things to be happening the way they are. So I think we must be vigilant and we must be empathetic, and we should put all of our energies towards trying to make ourselves stronger so that we can face bumpy times ahead. So whether this is what's happening with the economy and upcoming, difficulties that may happen with that, to war, pandemics, climate change, the list is endless. There's so many things right now that make it to where it's kind of hard to get through and to feel hopeful about the future. But I think we have to work on ourselves. And when the whole world is on fire around us, sometimes literally, it's a good time to really dig deep and try to do some introspection, try to learn to self-validate and manufacture your own things that you need from the world around you. Stop looking outside for it. You know, I don't think anyone's coming to rescue any of us. We kind of have to be okay for ourselves, by ourselves, with ourselves, and learn to try to be happy and not be lonely or sad because your narcissist is gone. You know, it could be the best thing that ever happened to you if you just embrace the opportunity to turn inward and do the work. Okay. Much love, everybody. Bye-bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.